Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Night of front, Steven Green.
Hello, my listeners. I'm trying to reach the prisoners. Tell America you will stick your black fist in her through black businesses. Learn the truth about our differences, mental enslavement, and Willie Lynch. Wicked. Hello, my listeners. I'm trying to reach the prisoners. Tell America you will stick your black fist in her through black businesses. Learn the truth about our differences, mental enslavement, and Willie Lynch wickedness. To my brothers, I speak because I know that you lost. This is history in the making. You are living a holocaust. Just turn your TV on. You see, it's okay to kill us off. If you don't free your mind, our children can't grow strong. Cops don't protect us. They hunt us. Disease infests us. Senseless how that beast could kill us off and keep his tension. Did I mention? You can't trust all reverence. How can I preaching to me about an all-white heaven? And my news at 11 systematically shows my aggression. When I suggest this, they claim that I'm rebelling. But this is true expression. You can't sugarcoat oppression. Throw my black fist in the air. Turn my mind into a weapon. To the brothers, I say, yo, do the knowledge with the shorties. That's why half this country being run by the Saudis. America the beautiful, built on the back of the slaves. But ain't no black in the flag, though we fought with they ass. I'm called militant when I choose to shoot down ignorance. Progression of my people is imminent, so I'm with this shit. Just a regular man, humble by all means. Like, yo, I hit the club, but damn, I still read. To free the mind that lives inside and can't see. You might have to store weapons and water in canteens. Camps of concentration being built with no complications. Fuck Ronald Reagan, he put crack in my ghetto nation. Fuck Daddy Bush, he cooked it up, rocking the apron. Fuck little Bush for a lot when the plane's devastation. Of course we rule the world of sports, we were bred for strength. That's why we don't rule shit else, we weren't bred for sin. Treated like animals by slave owner, homosexual cannibals that rent and rave here at games like they fans of you, and they'll call me a racist. But the black community is the only one in this nation still racially segregated. But they'll turn around, say there's no truth in what I'm complaining. Well, if you doubt indeed the green, fuck you, you probably racist. Take that to your church, mosque, and your synagogue. Black power.
Amen.
Everything that's in your community that you don't control is a weapon against you. Public education as it exists today is a weapon against black people. TV and news media, especially the WPP, white power press, white people's paper, and white people's power are enemies against black people. What the white press does is that it makes black people an enemy of black people.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of New Knowledge Radio, place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah, and this is our Solidarity Saturday episode. We're definitely honored and privileged to have this dynamic team here. Get this Wisdom Magazine as they celebrate this one-year anniversary, significant milestone in the proper propaganda campaign of revolutionizing black media, digital media, all the way now to physical prints. So it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others the editor in chief of this dynamic one-on-one African Senate magazine, the warrior queen herself, Shock the Everlasting Peace. Earth is in the building.
Peace, love, and Black Power family. Peace to the God, Knowledge Born Allah. Thank you for allowing us to celebrate on the platform today. How are you doing today, Lord?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you? Happy anniversary. 1 year anniversary is strong.
I'm tongue tied because I'm amazed that
after all this time, this year, you know, that we are still here moving forward in a progressive manner. I'm emotional. Today is something that I couldn't have fathomed when we first began this journey 12 months ago. I'm thankful and I'm grateful for everything. So definitely thank you for having us on. Callie should be joining us soon, the co-founder of the brand. I know we got Brian on the line with us, our newest team member. And I'm just excited to celebrate today.
Right, right. So we're going to go to the phone lines and bring in our brother Brian in the building. Peace, love, Brian. What's going on?
What's happening with you, Knowledge? And Queen Shakti, how are you?
My brother's in the building. The giant is in the building. The legend, the man himself. We got the Gemini energy just went a whole nother level. So, you know, thank you. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here. Be a part of this celebration.
Yeah, I'm over here, you know. I can't believe it. When I think back on how we started a year ago, you know, to be exactly in a position that we're in right now, it's crazy to me because it's like every single thing that we said we were going to do, we did it within a year. I go back to, you know, many people ask how to get this wisdom come into fruition. It's definitely something that was ancestrally aligned. You know, I think back on all the steps that were taken from calling of the elders, you know, local to Detroit, asking them for permission to move forward. So all of the pieces coming together, such as Brian, you know, we actually manifested Brian too. Callie and myself, or maybe 2 or 3 months ago, I have to look at my timeline, but we put it out there in the universe. We said we are manifesting a powerful king to help get this wisdom to the next level. And Brian, here he is, you know. So while we got you on the line, King, what attracted you to get this Wisdom magazine and made it you want to be like, yeah, I want to be down with that movement?
Well, this year I kind of been going through like a reflection phase, and because the people who know me know that I've been like a branding expert for several years now. I've been designing for 15 years, and I've done it for different businesses and different industries. Inside of that, different industries, and you know, I've learned a lot in those areas. But you know, I started getting to the point to this year where I started really looking at it like, man, I got clients that there's nothing wrong with them. They're great clients. They pay me, but I just wasn't feeling it anymore for their business, you know. And I just look at what we're going, you know, everybody in this community, in this conscious community, we have a lot of brand creation right now. We have a lot of people who are finding their place in this and really uplifting Black people. And but one thing that was sorely missing was like brand. And you know, we just don't have a solid understanding of branding everywhere. So when I seen that, I was kind of like, man, I should probably. And Queen Afi, those of y'all, you know, y'all know Afi, she said to me a while back, probably like the beginning of this year, she was like, all the stuff that you know, Brian, she was like, you need to be more active in our community with that knowledge, you know. And I was just like, you're absolutely right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to get involved with, why am I not taking the time to build relationships and get involved with businesses that I have an appreciation for? Not just looking for a paycheck, but to actually look for something that was meaningful. And to my, you know, when I joined Revolutionary Mind Cinema recently, I didn't realize that there was such a need for black propaganda. And when I got with, you know, and I saw would get this wisdom, it was just like, wow, this is a huge thing right here. This could be so big. This is amazing. You know, so I just started following and keep my eye on it. And then when I was just trying to get an ad recently, when me and Shakti began speaking, and I was just trying to get an ad placed in the magazine, and I, you know, I kind of hinted at, you know, I wanted to be a part of what you guys were doing, and and I was just like poking around, seeing if anything would happen, and Shakti was just like, "Are you serious, y'all?" You know, said like, "We would love to have you," you know, and I'm just like, "Really?" You know, said, because like I'm looking at like this big giant. And it's like me, I'm just this little bitty designer guy. And, you know, I just didn't know my place. But after this year, after reflecting on that and realizing that there's people, you know, there's things that I appreciate out here that I can definitely bring value to, that's what led me to, you know, start hitting it and start actually, you know, actually speaking up and opening my mouth and saying stuff and saying, you know, seeing what was going to happen next. So.
Most definitely. And we definitely we're excited to have you. You know, Ryan jumped on and jumped in and doing work immediately, like ASAP, like the first day. He was like, okay, I see this. And I'm like, all right, you know. So I keeping it in the manner of what knowledge does here at Due to Knowledge Radio is usually a guest-centered show. So I want to give Brian some more time to shine. So, you know, you went into your experience with designing and all that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful artistry. Can you give the family a proper introduction of yourself, what it is that you do outside, well, in addition to the things you said and the roles you play within Revolutionary Mind Cinema, the roles you play with Get This Wisdom, and how does that all come together for you?
Sure. Let's see. So, like with design, the thing about design, with design, kind of led to the branding. I kind of realized that what I saw, like a lot of times when I got into businesses, were that you have a bunch of designers trying to work together, and I feel like that when it comes to brand marketing, design, and all those things, to kind of be, seamless. And they should come together. You should really have one designer who's skilled enough to go in and who are at least one designer leading these areas, so that it always comes to it that, you know, the brand sticks together and it sticks in people's minds. Because once you, you know, you kind of like scatter everything around and it doesn't work. So inside of Revolutionary Minds, the art side is like my duty. Like it's one of my duties. I definitely bring to what I bring to the black propaganda from the art perspective, from the visual perspective, but I also work with, like, we're going to be getting our website together very soon, and I do web design, so that art and bringing it to the visual sense of on the screen, on mobile, and on desktop computers, so we'll be able to. That's one of my key jobs there. And I'm doing the same thing with Get This Wisdom. I'm doing, we just really worked on the website recently, me and Kali, and we're going to be, that's like phase one. And then we have a second phase of the website plan on launching as soon as we can get through the functionality of that. So I guess to answer your question would be like, my thing is just to bring it all together, make sure that that when you look at the website and when you look at the magazine, and if you happen to see an ad placed somewhere, that it all looks the same. You know what I'm saying? You know what to expect when you see Get This Wisdom, and you'll know what to expect when you see Revolutionary Mind Cinema from a brand perspective.
I'm over here. I still can't believe that I'm working with this brother, that we're working with this brother, that he has so graciously you know, decided to add on with Get This Wisdom with his many, many gifts and his creative genius. So do you mind speaking upon Blue Beak branding for a minute and, you know, telling us what that is all about?
Let's see, Blue Beak branding. See, a few years back when I first started, I was still trying to figure out a name, and I actually started, when I first, like, tried to start my own company, I was a personal trainer, and I was doing this thing called Tone Self-Evaluation, and it was like building to be a lifestyle type of deal, and it just didn't go where I wanted it to go, and I got burned out really fast, and I ended up taking that name and trying to do design with it, and it was called, like, Tone Business Solutions. Like, I tried to keep the same name because I was being lazy. And then when I finally started focusing on, like, when I realized that I wasn't just a designer and I was good at branding overall, then I had to give something that was solid, you know, like a proof of concept. So I had to rebrand that concept. And where Blue Beak comes from is this duck. It's called a bluebill, and his beak turns blue when it's trying to make a connection, when it's mating. So, and that's what branding is. You know, when you talk about brand, you're talking about connecting with your prospect customers or your prospect audience, making that connection from your logo, which logo design itself is, like, so misunderstood because, you know, it's a symbol, you know, and it's very important that it reflects what a business stands for and what its values are. So, you know, it wasn't just like I sat down and was like, blue's my favorite color. This beak looks nice. Let's just put it together. It really speaks what the business is about. And it's tailored branding. And we make that connection with the audience. So that's where the Blue Beak concept comes from. And that kind of shows, like, my mindset into what I do. Like, when people come to me, like, I give another example. I had a brother who has a business, as it talks about struggling, and he wants to make a clothing brand out of it. And so I don't want to give away. I'm trying to tread carefully how I say it because I don't want to give too much of his business away. But because it's kind of like in the making. But when you sit there and you think about, he had three designs that another artist had given him, and he said that he didn't like them, and he said that they were plain, and he didn't understand them at all. So, what I find is that a lot of artists, when you talk about design, then you incorporate a lot of artists into design. But the problem with artists and branding, an artist is very, they're very intimate with their work. And when you talk about being someone's branding specialist, then you have to do what's best for them. So the art that was presented to this brother wasn't bad art. It was good art. It just didn't speak the vision of his brand at all. It just had, you know, the name. So I sat down with him, and I'm like, when you think about struggle, you know, I sit down, I think about struggle. I think about all these other words that go along with struggle, like conflict. And, I mean, I had a list of a ton of, like, hundreds of words here that just talk about, you know, creating that, you know, if you give somebody an advantage over somebody or a disadvantage, then you're creating struggle. If you talk about war and combat, that's a struggle. So, I mean, when you break it down, there's a lot of different words you can go into, and that's what the artist missed. They didn't take all these words, and they didn't think about the design reflecting those words. They just wanted to get paid, and they created some nifty drawings and was like, yeah, here you go, you know. So that's what Blue Beak does. We're like, you have to make that connection in order for it to work. So when people come to me, I help them from their logo, make sure that the symbolism in the logo is, and make sure that they even know that they have something there. You know, cause you might be just cutting grass, but if you're cutting grass and that's something about you that makes you unique, your logo shouldn't be like a lawnmower or a weed eater or nothing that's gonna make you fit in with everybody else. You may have a raccoon as your logo. And there may be something behind that reason. It may be something behind you in that raccoon that makes sense. And that's when people see it driving down the street on the side of a truck, they're going to see the raccoon, and then they're going to put it together with the name, and they're going to be like, man, I saw this grass cutting company. They got a raccoon for the logo. I think we should give them a call. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just going to be something that blends in. So that's what Blue Beak is very – that's what I focus on a lot with different clients, so.
I know that people are hearing what I'm hearing right now, just a whole bunch of genius wrapped up in one melanated being. So can we go into Top Half and, you know, the clothing line that you that you have out? Like, we'll go into that for a minute.
Sure. The thing with Top Half was I was when I realized that I did Bluebeak for a few months and after doing Tone for a while, and just being a designer, you know, Facebook is great if you know how to utilize it. You know what I'm saying? If you can get it, the whole thing about it is to network and to kind of get people's eyeballs on you. And not everybody needs a logo, and not everybody needs a website, and not everybody needs, you know, the stuff that I was kicking. So I realized that I was getting ignored a lot more than getting supported. It wasn't, I know it's not people just hating. A lot of times people, they get upset when people don't support them, but, you know, you just have to be really practical. You know what I'm saying? You have to see what people are reacting to and kind of you just have to be more creative. It's not that, it's not always as simple as just putting what you do out there. So, you know, it's like having a channel, commercial. I mean, if you had a TV station and you played commercials all day, you know, people will change their channel. Nobody's going to sit there and watch it. And that's the whole reason why they created, people think that commercials were created around sitcoms, and really, TV was invented for commerce, to benefit commerce, and the shows were added to make people sit there and watch the stations long enough to see the commercials. So, Top Half, I hadn't been artistic for about 8 to 9 years before Top Half, but I realized, I was like, hey, I need to get back to my roots, and maybe if I start showing art again, you know, I would maybe people would look at that. So I drew one picture. I had got really inspired by this other artist, and he's really dope. It's Kid Beats, I believe is his handle. He on his pictures, he signed some Control Chaos, and the brother is amazing. And I'm like, he inspired me so much that I just, like, you know, I'm not nowhere as good of an artist as he is, but I started drawing again, and people like reacted to it really well. So it was exactly what I needed. It was like that one thing that was gonna precede me enough to be like, oh, he's an artist. And what it actually does is I end up getting a lot of Bluebeak clients through Top Half. A lot of people, if I set up a table at an event, or if people come to me they come to the Top Half site for other stuff, they like, oh, I like your shirts, so you do logos. And I'm like, well, yeah, you know, the mother company. So a lot of times it's just a proof of concept. I like the, you know, it's a way to start, you know, it was a good start on, like, black propaganda. I was able to do a lot of melanated greatness as far as, like, artistically, and that's what got me back into that. And that's what led our feed to, like, really, you know, to keep her eye on me a little bit. She just enjoyed my art, and we started talking and everything, and then she really made me realize that there's a need for artists in the conscious community. You know, we have a responsibility and a duty. So, yeah, Top Half is just like a proof of concept. It became like a way to gain buzz and everything, and it's kind of like its own thing. Yeah, but that's my baby. Like, Bluebeak is my baby. Bluebeak pays the bills, but Top Half is like my little baby, my little personal project, you know. And I use it with my clients and stuff when I hop into conversations with them. It's like a proof of concept. It's like, I know where you're going because I'm going through it with this. I know you need people to follow your Facebook page, and I can get you some because, look, people following my Facebook page, you know, people following my Instagram. So,
yeah, I had to get the mute button off. So, you just got a million things going on with you, and we just happy to have a little piece of your life, you know. So, are you heading down to the Black Power Awards next week?
Most definitely. We're a revolutionary minds will be in the building. Some of us will be at the we got a table, so there'll be some Top Half items on that table. There'll be some our girl Mahogany's gonna have. We're gonna have jewelry. We're gonna have our feed art. So it's gonna be, you know, I'll be there for that. Brick the Foundation. He's performing, so I'm very excited to see that. And there's a lot of people in the city that I want to catch up with because I haven't been to Atlanta probably since December of last year, so yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back down there.
That's a big family reunion. It's all of us to be in the same space, all that African love and and just that energy, that beauty, sharing space with one another, connecting and turning up, as they say, you know. Edo, while we on that, I want to ask you, what are your thoughts of the Black Power Awards, but I also want to congratulate Knowledge Born Law again for his Black Power Award nomination for Due to Knowledge Radio. So that's a good look. He'll be in the building too. So what are your thoughts on the Black Power Awards, and what are you looking forward to the most, other than, you know, reconnecting with people you haven't seen in a while? What are you looking forward to the most from the weekend's festivities?
Making new connections, because I know, because I didn't get to make it last year, and when I saw it, I was just like blown away. I kept saying, I saw these people that, you know, that I admired together, and I just thought that was, you know, really legit. I love the fact that it's an intimate setting, you know what I'm saying? Like, people, every time I mention it, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to Atlanta for the Black Power Awards. People are like, the Black Power Awards, what's that, BET? And I'm just like, nah, no BET required, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't even need our leg, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, this is a way more intimate setting than that. And, you know, I think it's really special that we're able, that we have a platform like this. And it kind of upsets me when I see people who, like, give it shade, because I'm like, it might not be perfect for whatever your reason, you might feel like it's not a perfect event. I'm like, but how can you take away from what's actually happening? You know, like, these people, all this beautiful melanated greatness together, clustered together. It's like a mini pop-up. It's like a Black Wall Street pop-up. You know what I'm saying? And y'all got the nerve to give any shade to this, but y'all happily watch stuff like the BET Awards and the Hip Hop Awards, and y'all have no say-so in that, no involvement at all. You know what I'm saying? That just drags you along. And you can get inside of this and meet people, you know, and great, good people with actual good intentions for you. It's not just about making money, even though people are trying to spend it that way. It's not just about making money. And I'm excited to get down there and be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm excited to make some new connections. That's people like Goddess Ayana, who I've never met in person, who I can't wait to meet in person, because she, like, I just adore her, you know. And there's, you know, Brian Green, and he's handling the handling the fashion segment, and I just think it's lit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we these are people that I look at every day on my Facebook page that I wish I could be around, you know, and I plan on coming into contact with more and more in the future. And for all of us to be in one place, that's just, you just can't beat that. That's super dope.
Agree. I'm looking forward to, you know, personally, I'm in full support of the Black Power Awards, you know, to have an award system that is created by our own, solely for our own, is something that a lot, even some of our ancestors just dreamed of. A lot of our ancestors went to the ancestral realm without even thinking that this was a possibility. So for those to say that we can't unify, you know, this is a clear picture that we do unify. We can come together. We are together. Separation is an illusion. So I'm looking forward just to the whole shebang. I'm ready to bring some of this Detroit energy down to the A and get with my people and, you know, definitely hooking up with Cali Divine. We have not met physically yet, and we've been working together for a year. So to see my co-founder and to wrap my arms around her, you know, is definitely a momentous occasion. And I'm getting emotional thinking about that. I'm just one big ball of emotion getting to see you. Getting to see so many of my Facebook friends, like you said, that I haven't met, and getting to see some that I have met and haven't seen in a while, you know, I'm definitely excited. The energy is just went through the roof, especially being on this call. So, I want to get the man from behind the microphone real quick to come speak for a minute, if he don't mind. Knowledge Born, are you in a position to speak right now, King?
I'm in this piece, you know what I'm saying? I'm up in this piece, you know? y'all got it going on. I'm like, hey, you know, shocked her, you know, mm-hmm. took the reins like usual, man, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, hey, I'm gonna ease off, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so this is the first year celebration of Get This Wisdom magazine, and you definitely have been with us every step of the way. So can you share with us what were your first initial thoughts when you first heard of Get This Wisdom magazine, and what have you thought, you know, currently and along the journey as you observed our growth and, you know, and the opportunities you saw us with? What are your thoughts about the first year of Get This Wisdom magazine?
I mean, I definitely want to say congratulations. You know, the power of using your mind, your creativity, your brilliance, your dedication, your sacrifice to enrich another is remarkable. So just to think about it, think about how many ideas that we have in our mind, how many ideas that come across our mind that we never give birth to. We never give birth to them. I was hearing, you know, Brian speak about, you know, initially I wanted to do this and boom, and I decided to do this after. You know, he allowed his dream to become a reality and allow it to manifest and use that vision and that drive and that sacrifice and that self-discipline and all of those things, all of those characteristics and traits of a visionary to allow his vision to extend beyond from one point where he thought it was the point and to the next point and to the next point and to the next point. And I heard you, Shaq, and say, every single thing we said that we were going to do, we did it. And we did it in 1 year. So from our initial conversation of, you know, taking control of our narrative caused a spark of action-oriented activity. You see what I'm saying? There's many times where we discuss things, you know, with people within our circles, within our family, within our business, all of these things. We speak these words to each other, but seldom do you see action-oriented activity. So we had a conversation and say, boom, I wanted to do X, Y, and Z. So, all right, let's come together for this plan. Let's talk about it. Let's get into this. Let's orient our intention and have it in line with our action through this plan right here. So to see this thing work, to see this thing, you know, come into fruition, for you to give birth to this brainchild that was Get This Wisdom magazine, and to immediately have a buy-in. To immediately have a buy-in with Cali Divine. And y'all put this thing together, and the brother Keith Young to come aboard and do his magic, and the sister Bria, and everybody who came along to this train and continue to grow and continue to expand, and everybody putting their creative genius and brilliance behind. Look how great it is to be able to destroy these negative sentiments that exist. The brand has become a grand unifying element, a grand propaganda piece of celebration, a grand display of African genius, Black excellence, and African camaraderie. You see? So it's like you coming together for one particular purpose. However, through that expansion of the vision, you've seen it go in every type of direction. Every facet of our existence is represented in this magazine. And to go from digital to physical
shows a level of commitment and a level of greatness that can't really be captured in the space of a couple of characters or words. It speaks volumes. They say, you know, black people can't get along. They can't come together and do anything. Look at Get This Wisdom magazine. Look at Get This Wisdom magazine. Look at how it's represented. Oh, you know, our people don't support stuff like that. Look at Get This Wisdom magazine. Oh, black men and black women, there's a gender war. Or they, you know, they can't come together and can't do nothing. We at odds with one another. Look at Get This Wisdom magazine. Look at an institution like the Black Power Awards. Brothers and sisters coming together from all across the globe to celebrate. We're celebrated bi-monthly with this publication. So whether it's health, whether it's relationships, whether it's Black Power, whether it's business, you know, we got something where we're celebrating our ancestors, something where we're celebrating our elders, something where we're celebrating our peer group, something where we're celebrating our youth. All in one publication. All in one publication that is bringing all of the strengths and power together and compiling for the world to see. This partnership with the Uhuru Academy and them young African minds that are there, that, you know, the, you know, solicitation of people to submit their articles, submit their ads, write, display this collective work and responsibility with, you know, soliciting businesses to say, hey, get some ad space, promote yourself here, market your brand, improve your brand position in the marketplace by getting your tools to market, by bringing your skills to market, by bringing everything that you need to market so that people around the globe can see what you got going on. Look at this platform and how it provides this incentive for brothers and sisters to promote themselves. It's a beautiful thing. I could go on for hours. I could go on for days about the benefits of Get This Wisdom magazine and Get This Wisdom Live and everything that comes from this creative genius mind, this collective psyche that seeks to celebrate, that seeks to elevate, that seeks to inspire, that seeks to motivate. That inner African spirit that will help us move closer to that goal of African liberation. Every time I see something from Get This Wisdom magazine, I feel all of these things. Sometimes all at the same time. So, you know, I'm inspired, I'm motivated, I'm happy, I'm proud, I'm celebrating. This is what a win looks like. And then the most beautiful thing about it is that with all of this genius, all of these skills, they have carved out a space and a lane for someone younger than them to continue that work. To teach someone younger how to continue that work and understand what it takes in order to be successful, in order to move things forward. And then to add in a genius on the end. A genius on the end. Like, say, oh, by the way, we got Brian Liggins in the building. You understand? By the way, we're bringing all of these strengths. Like, all of these, it just keeps getting better every single day. And Get This Wisdom magazine gave rise and celebration to people that people was running away from. They was running away from. And instead of Get This Wisdom magazine doing what the crowd did, they start running towards them. They start running towards these revolutionaries that these brothers and sisters was running away from, that they were scared to be around, that they was afraid to call in and speak to.
running to them to celebrate, uplifting African family, celebrating African family, celebrating African genius, celebrating in a time where the thing that's promoted the most is the opposite. There's no need for celebration. There's no need for honor. There's no need for respect. This honor and this respect has become the order of the day. Based on this chaos that's coming on. So this opportunity right here to have a publication that you can look upon, that you can read, something that celebrates and shares the ideas that forecast the ways and actions and provides you with some strategy, some action steps in order to reform yourself. You got to get that from Get This Wisdom Magazine. You got to get you a dose of Get This Wisdom Magazine. So I hope I answered your question. You understand? A little something, something.
Most definitely. You never disappoint. I'm just sitting back here listening to you and listening to Brian. And I get, pardon me. Sometimes I can't even believe that I'm involved in such a impactful establishment. And, you know, I go back to during the time that we had the initial conversation that sparked the thought to Get This Wisdom Magazine. I was in one of the darkest places that I had seen in my life in a long time. You know, I caught that injury, and some people look at it as if it was a small injury, which it was on a grand scheme of things, but what it did to me mentally and emotionally, I was in a very, very dark space. I know now that the ancestors wanted some time on me, some time with me, one-on-one. You know, I have been out in the community for years, you know, nonstop pretty much. Every time my phone rang, I was there. Everything that happened, you know, in Detroit or in Flint, I made my way there, regardless to whom or what, no matter what I had in my pocket, what I had on my feet, whatever. You know, my children, they went a couple of days without mommy. So, you know, I caught that injury, and I didn't know what to do. I was kind of lost because all I had knew at that point was, along with being a mother, was trying to do things in the community, trying to help our people, and I couldn't do that. I couldn't do it no more. I had to sit down. I couldn't walk. So, you know, I'm reflecting, and I had a strong support system around me to, you know, keep me from going all the way under. But we had that conversation, and I didn't know how to implement Get This Wisdom Magazine. I'm the first one to tell people. This whole new wave of technology, Shakti, is not, you know, I'm not down with it like that. I don't even own flat screen TVs. I just can't get with it. So I had the thought. And I sat on the thought, you know, and when I started teaching the classes, because I just had to give back. I couldn't sit down and not give back to my people. So I figured, you know, I know about African spirituality. I know about metaphysics. I'm a priestess. So I'm going to just give away what I know. I'm going to give it away. And I went deep with it, creating lesson plans and all that. So when I did bring the idea to Callie and a couple of other sisters, I didn't know it would be this big. I didn't know. But we're here now, and I'm I can't even say how grateful I am. You know, I get on my little emotional rant sometimes on social media, and I'm going to work on that, but I'm human. But outside of the rants that I have, you know, you can see that I'm truly grateful for all of the love and all the support and all of the opportunities. I mean, we won the freaking RBG Media of the Year Award, and we were only on like our fifth or sixth issue. The award when this work, it doesn't necessarily come from an actual award. It comes from making a difference. It comes from seeing smiles on the many faces of people that don't have a reason to smile. It comes from hearing children saying you're the best, or hearing your parents saying they're proud of you. So that's the true award right there. But when you have a group of your peers that come together and decide that, you know, your work is something worthy of us all celebrating, that means something to you. I don't care who you are. You could be the most hardcore revolutionary, bang on the beat every day. To have somebody honor you, it touches you. So, you know, we got that, and the connections we've made will last a lifetime. Right now, I feel like this is what success feels like. I'm still in the D, still in Detroit. I'm still in the hood. I still, you know, my pocket's still pretty much the same. But the feeling I have, the things we've been able to accomplish, that's priceless, man. And I got, Callie's not on with us right now. I'm sure she'll join when she can. But I got to, you know, definitely give honor and praise to Callie Divine. You know, that sister, she's a beast. She saw the vision, and she took it on as her own and said, this is what we're going to do. And she puts so much of her energy, so much of her time, so much of her love into growing, get this wisdom. You know, I cannot be who I am and mention Get This Wisdom magazine without ever mentioning Callie Divine. We've had plenty of conversations, you know, privately, some things I cannot go into because they're just private. And, you know, we've had times where we both have cried together. We have times where we both have smiled together. And to be on this journey with her, it means a lot to me. And I give thanks to the ancestors for her. Knowledge Born touched on the partnership that we have, the ongoing partnership we have right now with the Uhuru Academy down in Fort Worth, Texas. Shout out to Baba Amin, and, you know, congratulations to him on his Black Power Award nomination as well. You know, being in this community and looking towards the future with self-sustainable establishments and solutions, being a solutionary is bigger than being a revolutionary. It's being a solutionary, you know. Many of us speak upon that of African-centered education. We need to take our babies out of the public school system. We need to educate our own. So to have the Uhuru Academy in existence, it definitely is another example of that action that Knowledge Born was speaking of. And for us to be aligned with that system, pardon self, to be aligned with that institution means a lot to us. Callie and I actually had a chance to do a live video stream with the students of the Uhuru Academy, and to hear those babies speak upon Get This Wisdom magazine as they did, and put it back in into our minds. It never leaves. But to hear those babies just to speak, you know, it's like, it's black owned, it's for us, it's by us. It's like, this is what we do it for. So, you know, I definitely am honored that Baba Amin chose to, you know, let us work with the babies and build each other up in that way. Because if the baby's not involved, it's not about nothing. So we're definitely honored for that. And right now I want to go into a quick music break. Brian, don't go anywhere. You know, we need to get some more of that good African energy going on because this is a celebration. The first year anniversary. Yeah, dope, King. The first year celebration, the first year anniversary of Get This Wisdom magazine is today, 11/11. And I will break down the decision of going into the release date of 11/11 when we come back from the music break. So we'll be right back. Peace and love.
Yo, babe, you know how I say my name? Pat. Post, Pat. Post? You got to say yours like that. Remy, Ma, Remy.
Stop. No, stop.
Come on, babe.
Babe, would you let me rap? All
right.
Thank you. I love you, too. I like men at least 6 feet. Faithful, don't cheat. So good, he make me hate my X-Men like Mystique. Good conversation. Girl, he's so deep. Real intelligent. When he talking, I don't speak. Gives me TLC and he don't creep. My best friend. I ain't got a secret he won't keep. Street credibility. He a OG. Drive a fast V and he give me that slow D. Listens and attentive. He know me. Doesn't just tell me that he love me. He show me. Make me smell so much, I'ma get crow's feet. We see Broadway plays. We travel, we go eat. He's full of surprises. Don't peek. He washed my hair and blow dried it. Low heat. I'm a poor tear boy. No work, no meat. And even though it's just two of us, we will be.
This is power. This is pride. King and queen. So divine. If love can kill, it'll be a homicide. No describing this thing we got. Ain't nothing like black love. Ain't nothing like black love. Ain't nothing like black love, no. Ain't nothing like black love. Ain't nothing like black love.
I like girls with gold teeth. Faithful, don't cheat. Let me handcuff her to the bed like police. Too real for Twitter. Man, she's so street. Check her timeline. You won't see no tweets. Ride or die chick. You don't want no beef. Good sense of humor. She funny like Monique. She a neat freak. The crib be so neat. A night freak. Swear to God, I don't get no sleep. Ahead, cause we both getting bread. Whole week. Disagree, we gon' patch it up. Slowly. Watch Kevin Hart. He had me so weak. Sing Coolie High. We cry for cold cheeks. Eating mangoes in the summer. So sweet. We be riding on them jet skis. Jones Beach. Strong like 40 kings and queens. We both beat. Even though it's just two of us.
This is power. This is pride. King and queen. If love can kill, it'll be a homicide. No describing this thing we got. Ain't nothing like black love. Ain't nothing like black love. Ain't nothing like black love. No, ain't nothing like black love. Ain't nothing like black love. Black love, no. Ain't none like black love.
Skin of men fit me fine, tailor made, yeah, I'm comfortable. And so it seems I'm still chasing my dreams. They told me, watch my steps, they want to pull the rug for money. This is transparency, my life 3D.
You
live every word that I utter, reporting live from the gutter. Where the mind's hard to change, but we don't give up on our brothers and sisters. Cause we all need one another. The time's getting closer. Revolution, feel it coming. I can smell it in the air. Inhale it, let it embody you. Because chances are the cops where you are when they body you. Plus we don't trust each other, so that's just another obstacle. Why jump hurdles to make a change, it ain't optional. Olympian mindset in this booth with my binoculars. I see my vision getting clear, just as what a prophet
can you.
My music touch the people's soul, black power gospel
tune.
So many styles, watch me kick them like they soccer moves. Falling rank and file, this is my platoon. Soldiers at attention, ain't no Willie Lynchin'. This the program, who they think they kidding? Reinvent the system, total reconstruction of our mental sigmas. This ain't a game, boy. Still they think I'm talking about Nintendo, that's a shame, boy. Augment reality, better fix your brain, boy. I love my people, hope they love me black. I'm going hard and ain't no holding back. Watch me react, I put my fist up in the skies like a beacon for believers that one day we return to our greatness. If we seek it, all the guard, we can obtain it, keep reaching, keep reaching. I'm painting this picture, I hope you see it. Just what the theme is.
I love being black. We turning up.
I love being black.
Say it loud.
Man, I love being black.
One more time.
Man, I love being black.
Hey.
Feeling good about yourself, melanated, mood, muse. Always service, humble pot, we don't care about who's who. Light brown or dark skin, this right here's for you too. We are the gods of the earth, living proof. You say it loud, if you black and proud, I salute you. And that's a fact, where you at? Let me hear you say it back.
I love being black, we turning up.
I love being black,
say it loud.
Man, I love being black.
One more time.
Man, I love being black.
Hey, hey.
Melanation, renovation of our databases. Gotta fix the trinity to make it fascination. There's a rabbit in the hole. Your decision, you gon' chase it or just shut up for complacency. Here's your motivation. Black power in your veins. Up to us to build a nation. European mental detox completely we erase it. Cause you can't keep writing over old information. Probably bring it right back if you love being black.
I love being black. We turning up.
I love being black.
Say it loud.
Man, I love being black.
One more time.
Man, I love being black. Hey, hey, hey. I do this for my people all across the map.
Everybody.
Even for the ones who don't identify with being black. Hebrews the best elixir. Go ahead and try your best.
This
true serum, I let loose spirits. The ancestors speak to me. I fit the truth. Hear it.
You hear
broken
it?
Souls here to re-engineer them so that they fearless. This precious atmospheric gets the elephant. Trying to strategize a way so we can start winning. If it gives a pride of yourself, embracing this feeling. Said no new friends, that's what happens to the village. Too much individualism, it's easier to pillage. I'm just making this appearance for coherence so you can understand what we up against. Hit the reset button, switch covenants. It's a contract to the people that I'm publishing. It's a new era, hood to hood, feel the power and I'm loving it. Turn up, neck turn up. Trapped with the black burner. Murder, murder. Keep sleeping and I shoot up your serta. Corrupted servers, acting foul. Man, it's time to burst. We waking up and that's what got them nervous.
I love being black. We turning up.
I love being black.
Say it loud.
Man, I love being black.
One more time.
Man, I love.